Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. I'm sure you've heard stories about composers starving in attics who died poor as church mice and then only became famous after they were gone. Well, that's definitely not what happened to Franz Joseph Haydn. Haydn was born on March 31st, 1732, in the tiny Austrian town of Rohrau. His father was a wheelwright. He made huge wooden wheels and wagons, and his mother was a cook. When the Haydns noticed that their oldest son was musical, they sent him to study with a relative who was a choir director. Haydn learned to sing and to play violin and keyboard instruments. When Haydn was 8, he went off to the big city of Vienna to become a choir boy at St. Stephen's Cathedral, the original Vienna Boys Choir. His brother Michael followed close behind. Michael was a bigger star in the choir than his brother, but he wasn't a bigger practical joker. One of their fellow students wore his long hair in a ponytail, and as a joke, Haydn snipped it off. The choir director was not amused. He used that as an excuse to get rid of Haydn, who was actually getting too old for the choir because his voice had changed. All his life, Haydn continued to love jokes and put them into his music. For 8 years, Haydn did spend time in an attic apartment, eking out a living, giving music lessons, hoping that one day his prince would come. And he did. Prince Paul Anton Esterházy, a member of a very rich, very powerful family of Hungarian nobles, invited Haydn to work for him. Prince Paul Anton loved music. He played several instruments and kept his own choir and orchestra to entertain his guests and himself. When Paul Anton died, Nicholas Esterházy became the prince. Prince Nicholas liked music even more than his brother, and he especially loved opera. He built a magnificent new summer palace and had them put an opera theater into it, so Haydn began to write operas for the prince, including one that starred a sea monster. Haydn is most famous for writing string quartets and symphonies. More about the symphonies next week. String quartets began by a happy accident, or so the story goes. One day, Haydn and three other musicians were invited to play at the home of a rich baron. The baron asked Haydn to write a piece for the instruments they brought with them, two violins, a viola, and a cello. Haydn took that combination and ran with it. Haydn wrote 68 string quartets, some say 83. One of them got nicknamed Emperor after Haydn put his hymn to the Austrian Emperor in it. That tune is now used for the German national anthem. Haydn spent over 30 years in one small corner of Europe serving as music director for the Esterházy family. But thanks to publishing, his music was known all over the continent. When Nicholas Esterházy died, the next prince wasn't interested in music. He got rid of the orchestra and Haydn retired. Then a man showed up at his door and announced, "I am Salomon from London and I have come to fetch you." Johann Peter Salomon was a German-born violinist who ran a concert series in England. He brought Haydn there twice. Each time he went to London, Haydn composed a new set of symphonies. He was amazed that everyone wanted to take him out to dinner and that all the English newspapers wanted to interview him. At the end of his life, Haydn was both rich and famous and had gotten along well with his employer. Pretty unusual for a composer. Next time on Classics for Kids, more Haydn symphonies. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for Classics for Kids.